Hello, hello. Welcome back. We're back, y'all, for another episode of Navigating Mindfulness. My name is Cheryl Sutherland, and I'm your co-hostess with the mostest. I'm the founder of Please Notes Goods and a plethora of other things. However, I'm all about helping you become your favorite version of you. And that's one of the reasons that we are always doing this podcast, stepping up in leadership, creating really great things, and just making sure that, you know, you're supported in all the different ways. I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, the lovely, delicious, tanned Lisa McHale. Like, look at her coming through with this. The Hawaii is looking great on you, I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Yay. And of course, we have a fantastic guest for you today. So, I mean, I know I say that a lot of people are my favorite people. That's because I really like people. I mean, let's be honest. However, when it comes to my favorite people, top 10, Belinda is definitely one of them. Now, I met Belinda a couple of years ago in downtown Toronto at an event. And the reason that we were both there, we were both tabling, it was an entrepreneurial women's event. But we also ended up connecting and gelling because we have the same focus. We have the same mission to inspire, empower, support, and equip women to lead the change the world needs. And that's actually the tagline for her company, Women's Leadership Intensive, where she actually supports people in stepping up in their leadership, in their workplace, and of course, in their personal life. So without further ado, it is my grand pleasure to introduce the one and only Belinda Clemmensen, from Women's Leadership Intensive. Hi, Belinda.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Thanks for being here.
It's going to be fun.
Oh my gosh, it is. This is going to be so fun. So I know one of the things, there's so many things that we could talk about. We could talk about business. We could talk about business strategy, all these different things. However, where we also have the opportunity to get into today is talking about relationships and contribution to others. How is it that we can build our businesses and build our, like, be leaders, but then also do it in a way that feels aligned, that feels on track, that feels in flow versus, you know, what may be considered the more traditional business model? So with that, Belinda, tell us a little bit more about how you got into this sort of work. How did you get into starting Women's Leadership Intensive?
Well, I had been doing leadership development work my whole career. I started, you know, really young and idealistic, doing leadership in outdoor leadership kind of space, worked for Outward Bound, and sort of came at it from that angle. But then really started doing a lot of work with organizations and corporations on leadership development, built a real practice in that, and loved the work. But as a lifelong feminist, there was always a part of me that was... It was like these little red flags were always going off in my head. Almost all of the material that we're using was from men, right? So thought leaders, authors, speakers, mountaineers, like all coming from men, and not only coming from men, but also with a real male perspective. So things like individualism, capitalism, you know, some of the things that really underpin our society that we don't question, or some of us don't question, some of us do. But a lot of us don't question as sort of the drivers or the things that run our world. And as I was getting close to my 50s, I started having this real crisis of consciousness of like, I am teaching people to lead things that I don't really believe in. So I struggled with that. I kind of went into the abyss for, I'm going to say, like 3 years. It was not a good time. And as I started to emerge from that and ask myself the question, okay, if not that, then what? Who do I want to support? And kind of went back to my feminist roots and started looking at all the current research and business case about what happens when women lead, which is things get better for everyone on every metric, like irrefutably so. It just became super clear to me that my practice needed to shift to supporting women leaders, right? With the networks, the tools, the ideas. And that sent me down this really fun pathway because then I started to look at, okay, what's all the thought leadership from women? And there's actually tons of it, and it's really deep and really good. And it is, you have to intentionally go finding it, right? It's not going to be there. If you like start, just an Amazon search or a Google search for, you know, leadership books, you're going to get so many that are written by men. And it looks like it's not the material is not there by women, but it is. You just have to look for it harder. And same, you know, say you want to bring in a leadership speaker from Speaker Spotlight or whatever into your organization. If you start looking for that, you're gonna have to go through a lot of pictures of men that kind of look like the same guy, you know, until you get to the point where you find some of the women thought leaders. So it's been really fun to pull together that body of work of when we say women's leadership, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, thanks for the great intro on how you got there, Belinda. I'm hearing a couple of things. So one, your evolution and your journey sort of spearheaded you from one segment to the other where you're now focused, and that is women. So can you tell us a little bit about the thought process that went into that and what you're doing to actually reach these women?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am not a researcher. I'm not detail oriented. So I tend to go at these things with pretty broad brush strokes. But I did do a pretty deep dive into what's out there in terms of how do women lead differently? Like when we say women's leadership, you know, in the past, that's always been seen as leadership has been seen as gender neutral, but it's not. Just like almost everything in our world, it's gendered, and it's almost all male default gendered, right? Your seatbelt is gendered. It was actually built for men, male crash test dummies. The medication you take was tested on men. So a lot of things that we think of as being gender neutral are not, they're actually male default. And so when I started to look at what does make women leaders different, there's actually some really, really core things. One is this piece about relationship and contribution. So the idea of like the rugged individual leader who's out there visionary, like leading the way, that's not how a lot of women want to operate. We've been trained to operate that way, but most of us do better when we collaborate and work in community. Even a step beyond network, right? It's community. And the other thing that we do around contribution is that women, I think many of us, because of the way we've lived our lives so far, have a much more 360 degree view around us. So when we look at contribution, we're looking at not only to our employees or to our shareholders or to our bank account, but we are looking at contribution to our community, to our family, to the other women in our ecosystem, to the other businesses in our ecosystem, and beyond and beyond and beyond, right? Which is, in my view, a much more sustainable way to operate in this world. And we know this because the individualistic, capitalistic profit above everything else model has gotten us into some of the huge social and environmental crises that we're facing today.
That is amazing. So one of the things that hasn't been updated on my profile here is I actually started to do these workshops. It's a Google initiative called I Am Remarkable. And one of the underpinning statistics on that is that boards in companies that have a true diverse or balanced, I'll say, membership actually perform better. Like there are statistics I think that you did in your deep dive that are presented in this workshop. And so I love the approach. I think, again, Cheryl always connects really great people together. And so in the mindfulness of it all, when we do look at the data, when we do look at the approach and we look at the connectivity, it is that. It is the holistic, nurturing, community-based approach. And globally, companies that have this in the rest of their organization, not just at the board level, they also outperform because they have the global influence of how things are being manufactured and sold and developed. So totally get where you're coming from. So you've mentioned this women's leadership intensive a couple of times. Cheryl and I actually met at a leadership event in California. So tell us a little bit about that. And I mean, I know what your goal is. Tell us how you're actually doing it on a day-to-day, if you don't mind.
Yeah, how do we get there? We do a couple of things. There's a reason why the business is called the Women's Leadership Intensive. And I, you know, for me, it's a recognition that I only want to do things at that intensive level. I am not a surface person. And so our main sort of offering that we have is a year-long intensive program where women come together, they form a community, and we come together in retreat, we come together through coaching, we do online learning. And so that program is really about starting with connecting to the inner leader, right? So I always think of leadership as it is both the inner journey as well as the outer journey. It's who you are and what you do. And a lot of leadership development just focuses on the what do you do. We not only focus on both, but we start with the who are you piece. So that year-long program is a pretty deep dive into who am I, what are my values, what is my sense of purpose, how aligned am I with those things right now, how aligned do I want to be in my life, and then we go on to talk about power. So we're talking about justice, equity, diversity, inclusion. We're talking about empowerment, which is, you know, the number of times I hear the word women's empowerment without really digging into what we're talking about with the root word of power. Like if we don't understand power in our society and in our relationships, we can't get to empowerment. And then the last piece is presence. How do we show up? And how do we show up as us? Because it is not just about achieving parity and getting women into those roles. It's about creating the conditions and the environment for them to show up as themselves. Because otherwise we don't have true diversity. We have people who are showing up and trying to behave like they've been taught to behave by other people. And that's not going to help us.
I love what you just said. And I think that there's something that popped up that I really want to touch on, because I know for myself, as a woman, we are taught that this is the way that you have to be successful, or this is the way that you have to be a leader, right? However, the way that you're doing it is more, I want to say, and you know, not attaching to genders or anything like that, but more of like a traditional feminine way versus a masculine way, like really working in alignment, working in flow. How do you pull this from the inside out versus fitting a form? Now, my question is, how do you convince a lot of these women that have taught themselves that, like, no, I need to work hard, or I need to do the things a certain way? Like, I love women, but sometimes we are our own worst enemy in regards to gaslighting ourselves and putting ourselves down, or thinking like, no, it can't be this way, it has to be this other way. Like, how are you communicating this in a way where you can support women and understanding that there's something more out there and that they can have it?
You are absolutely right about that. And I think, you know, for me, I equate that to internalized oppression, right? We grew up in a society, in the same patriarchal society that the men in our society were raised in, right? We're steeped in that too. And so we've bought the story, right? We've bought the story that that is how leadership is done. That is how business is done, you know? And so it really is, I think it's a journey back inward to ask yourself some of those really hard questions. Like, what are my values? And am I actually living according to those values in my life? Even for those of us who are entrepreneurs, I don't know if you've come up against this, but I come up against the shoulds, right? Like, you know, well, this is how you run a business. People tell me, this is how you run a business. And the older I get, the more I question that. It's like, why do I have to run my business that way? Or who made this up? Who built this storyline? And for most of us, that story or those rules weren't built by us, and they weren't built for us. So I think there's an awakening that has to happen for us to start looking around and really questioning these things. And if we don't question it, it's really hard to get to the point of then changing it. So it's almost like, you know, it's that Brene Brown thing, like the truth will set you free, but first it's really going to piss you off. So I feel like we have to like see the truth. We have to look around at the world and go, okay, like the reality is this is not, this was not built to fit us. This was not built to fit me. And I might have to get good and pissed off about that before I get to a place of saying, hey, this is my one and beautiful life. And if I want it to be a certain way, if I want to live according to my values and my beliefs, then I got to make some different choices. And whenever we rock the boat, there is going to be pushback, you know? So that's, we talk about pushback and change resistance in our programs, because if you and you become a leader. And in my view, if you're leading, if you are a leader, you got to ask yourself the question, what am I leading? And if you're just leading things to stay the same, that's not my definition, right? But as soon as we start leading for things to be better or different, we can expect pushback on that. We can expect some backlash on that. And I think we're seeing that in a lot of different places in our society right now, right? We're pushing for some changes, big global changes, and there's backlash coming in, and it makes it hard. I'm not going to lie and say this is easy work. It's fun. It's fulfilling. There is true joy there. There's true connection there, but it can be hard.
So when you're addressing relationships and women's leadership intensive and the difficulties of it, like what are the top three things that you can give to women leaders, or what do you share with your community to get over or work through or overcome, right? Like whatever your language is, what are your top three, if you don't mind sharing?
Okay. Number one, don't do it alone. That's my number one thing. You know, this, any leadership journey is hard enough. Leadership journey for women tends to be that much harder because we tend to be pushing against something in the world when we start to lead as ourselves. Doing that alone just makes it excruciating. And it's lonely. So the whole reason I think for forming the Women's Leadership Intensive was to give women a space to come and do it together. So let's go through these things together. Let's show up in a space where when you start talking about the thing that happened at work or the thing that happened at home, there's a bunch of people in the room, a bunch of other women in the room who get it, right? You don't have to justify it. You don't have to seek validation for it. It's understood and accepted and affirmed. We need that. Otherwise we get really tired. And it's no fun doing it alone. You know, even though we're talking about sometimes difficult things, we have a ton of fun. We laugh. We do it together. So that's the first thing. The second thing I think is, you know, that self-doubt, I don't know if it's human nature. I don't know if it was sort of, you know, drilled into us as part of our upbringing. I'm not sure exactly what the root cause of it is, but I know that we all have it. Call it imposter syndrome, self-doubt. And so the second thing I would say is, you know, to find a forum where you can talk about that stuff, because if we keep that locked away in the vault, then it gets more powerful. It gets louder. It trips us up. So whether that's, you know, coaching, whether that's conversation, you know, trusting relationships, whatever it is, finding a place to bring that to the light, you know, bring those dark things to the light. And then that starts to take away some of their power. And then I think the third one is connecting to a sense of purpose, because every time, and this is something I believe in passionately, every time a person or a woman starts to lead and live aligned with their values and who they are, it has a positive impact on the world. So even if your positive impact is this big, it's on your household, it's on your team, it's on your company, your business, whatever that might be, it matters. And enough of those little drops in the pond can start to make really big change. And I think that's the way a lot of big change happens. The bunch of us get a little more courageous about living as ourselves and saying yes and no to things in a way that's aligned with our values.
That's awesome. You mentioned Brené Brown in her quote earlier, and you're mentioning values, and I'm thinking of Dare to Lead, and she's got that exercise where there's a sheet that she'll give you of all of these values, and you're to pick one or two of them. And I remember over a course of a week, I printed out two copies, one for myself and one for my daughter. And I was like, okay, we're going to do this and really hone in. And by the end of the week, we each had two. And so it really made for, you know, good dinner conversation. It made good for clarity and direction. Because you're dealing with women, tell me if there's like a special or distinct or separate group for mothers and motherhood and where that fits into women leadership intensive as well as relationships, because that's extremely powerful there too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of the women who come into our programs are mothers. And I think, you know, in a lot of ways, this adds an extra layer of complexity to some of our lives. And it's complexity on a few levels, right? It's nothing will connect you to the future, right? The next generation or the seven generations, however you think about future, like having a child, because that is the next generation right in front of you. And then it gets you thinking about, you know, the grandkids and the, you know, the world that you want for them. So I find that that is a real motivator for a lot of women in terms of, and it has been for me too, because like, look, if I can't get my shit together to be courageous in my 50s, how am I going to expect the 16-year-old to do it? So it's a real driver for, I think, for me and others to do it, not just for ourselves, but for future generations. The other thing that I think is interesting about it is it's a huge identity question mark. Because again, like we have so many stereotypes about what a mother is. And so, you know, when you go into the experience of being a mom, there's all these questions about who should I be, who am I expected to be, and then who am I really? And so I think if you're willing to sit with the discomfort of that, you know, the easy or the knee-jerk response is society's telling me I'm a bad mom, so therefore I'm going to get in line and do what I'm told. The more interesting exploration, uncomfortable though it is society's telling me this is what I need to do. What do I know to be true?
I think that's super important. And I feel like there's this vacillation that a lot of people have. I feel like it's like waffling in regards to, this is what I feel is to be true. This is what I feel like I want. And then also I feel like everybody else has been telling me to do this, or even like, I know for myself, I have to compare myself to other people in regards to seeing like where I'm at in regards to like my goals and in regards to other things. It's just, especially if I'm doing something new, I'm like, okay, well, this person kind of started their business at the same time and they're here. So like, how do I gauge myself? And I think when you're practicing really living in your values and in alignment with your values, then that whole situation is completely different, right? So yeah. How do you actually focus on and like hold that space of, this is what I want, this is the alignment that I have, these are the things that I'm looking at, and kind of block out everything else?
Yeah. I think what you're getting at there, Cheryl, is that, you know, power in our society has so much been based on status and achievement, right? And these things are not bad things, right? Achievement's great. And connecting to your genius and getting out there in the world and achieving is a great thing. But we've really over attributed value to that, you know, so that external view is where we judge ourselves, where we gauge ourselves. And it is the thing that becomes the goal, right? The next layer of achievement, the next layer of status, the next layer of success. But going in that direction, if it's not aligned with our core values, can start to feel really empty after a while. And to fill the gap, what do? We get more of it. So we achieve more things and we get more things. And, you know, we just keep doing what we've been told is the key to happiness. Letting go of some of that happens naturally when we start to get more focused and connected on what our core values are. So just like the Brené Brown exercise that you were talking about, we do that in all of our programs. It's a core exercise that we do, and we come back to it over time, because it is so easy to get caught up in all that external stuff. So, you know, one of my core values is freedom, and I have it on my whiteboard right beside my desk to remind me because it's hard to come by freedom in our world, right? So I have to remind myself of it. I have to proactively create opportunities for me to live in alignment with that value. And what we know for sure is that when we're not living in alignment with our values, we feel it. We feel dissonance inside us. We might not be able to say, hey, I'm out of alignment with my values right now, right? We might not be conscious enough to do that, but we go like, this feels wrong. And to me, that's often a clue that somewhere in there, we're living in a way that's not aligned with that core of who we are.
I love all this. And it really brings into perspective your KPIs. What are your KPIs? We're so used to our KPIs being, you know, growth or revenue or like new clients or something like these metrics. However, I think even now I'm actually going to look for that value exercise. So thank you, ladies, for giving me some more Brené goodness, because like anything Brené makes my day. Didn't even mean to rhyme, but that's what it is. And then just being able to sort your own new KPIs based on that, because when you're able to, it's very interesting. I feel like when I, like the thing that I keep hearing, and especially in being like in the personal growth world, or like, you know, even people playing with law of attraction, all that sort of stuff, is that when you are in alignment, that's where everything flows. That's when things come to you, et cetera, et cetera. So when you're like in that, you know, one foot in and one foot out place, it gets really awkward. It gets really uncomfortable. And you kind of have to choose a side of the fence. And I think more and more we're being asked to choose a new side of the fence to move forward with, to grow with, to create from, and again, start to change that legacy, start to change what people are seeing as normal, and being able to support our next generation and be more heart-centered and growing from there and building from there as well.
That's it. And it's, you know, it impacts the quality of our life. And I mean that in the deepest possible way, right? The quality of our life, like what matters more than that? But it also impacts our decisions, you know? So if we're just making decisions from a place of values, we're going to be saying yes to different things. We're going to be saying no to different things. And that's where we start to have that ripple impact, right? Beyond just ourselves out into the world.
Agreed. Well, I mean, the last thing I'm going to throw at you is, other than like, I really love this conversation, is how can people get more of Belinda? Where can we find you? And then also, what do you have coming next? Where can people work with you? I know you've got another cohort coming up soon, super delicious. So tell us all the things.
So you can find out about all of our work on womensleadershipintensive.ca and follow us on social, all under Women's Leadership Intensive. And what we have coming up, we have a 6-week online course, and we still talk about purpose, power, and presence. Those are our pillars, but we do that in 6 weeks, 2 hours a week, plus a little bit of homework in between. So that's kind of your, you know, if you've feel disconnected from yourself as a leader, that's a great program to come back to who you are. Or if you are just starting out on your leadership journey and you want to start on that pathway that feels aligned, 6 weeks is a great place to start. That starts October 28th. So that's the next sort of opportunity. And then our 2022 year-long intensive program starts. Usually we get going around February, March, and we're just finalizing dates, but that's registration, pre-registration is all open for that. That one, we only take up to 12 women. It's a small group because it is such a intensive community. Whereas the online program, we have space to take a lot more people.
Awesome. So both of these opportunities are available for you, if no matter where you are, like worldwide. And then also one thing that I do want to point out is that a lot of people have the opportunity to step up in leadership in different ways. If you're an entrepreneur, you're going to want to check this out, because it's going to be very supportive for you making decisions in your business, which is, it's super important, especially if you want to have something thrive, have something be long lasting. And then if you want to step up in your leadership as like within your 9-to-5 or within your corporate corporate job, this is also big. And then I know that Belinda has worked with some different companies within their HR to support people in going there and then them being sponsored as well. The last thing I am going to say is that stepping up in your leadership in your life. So no matter what the circumstances is, we are all leaders, and the quicker that we understand that, acknowledge that, and choose into fully stepping into our power or fully stepping into the fact that we are leaders, then it's going to make things so much easier when you are making decisions, when you are moving forward in your life, because you are doing it for you and then you're doing it for everybody else around you. So
see yourself as a leader and know that the world needs you.
The world needs you. Yes, you. With that, thank you so much, Belinda, for having the time, taking the time to be with us and kicking off our latest episode. I'm honestly so excited to see what you end up creating and seeing this amazing company continue to grow and foster so much change for years to come. My name is Cheryl Sutherland, and I'm, of course, one of your co-hosts, and Lisa. All right, Lisa's.
I just want to say thank you. No, I just want to say thank you to Belinda for sharing your insights. And Cheryl, it's great to come back to co-hosting with you. It's been really fun and learned a lot. So yes. Thank you, ladies. Yes.
Thank you. And then with that wraps this episode of Navigating Mindfulness. We will see you somewhere on the internet. Please make sure to follow us on Instagram, slide into our DMs there, follow us and subscribe on all of the episodes are all on the platforms. And then if you decide that you would like to be a guest, you have something you'd like to share, we'd love to play with you too. So make sure to visit us and stay connected. So with that, have a great day.